Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
6:15 now on this Friday morning, September 23rd. A lot of good news, really, as it relates to the weather, in case you're just waking up, as it relates to still Tropical Invest 98. It hasn't been named yet, but they now have a consensus on the models, and that's looking like Florida's problem, not ours. And in addition to that, we have a cool front coming in next week. And they're talking about maybe temperatures in the 70s during the day, which would be a welcome relief from the intense record-setting heat that we've been having. Mike Dettelier joins us now live here on WWL, NFL analyst, college football analyst, co-host of Sports Talk. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. Thank you, Tommy.
Let's start with LSU since they play first. Your observations from last week's game before we look ahead to the Lobos.
Man, it was a gut check game. It didn't start off well for them. And, you know, you kind of dug deep and you found a way to win. And you know, I think there's always times – I remember Nick Saban because, man, he would go on Tiger tours. I did a bunch of them with him. And one of the things he would always talk about, there's a defining moment for every coach when he takes over a team that he doesn't think that at points – early on, that everybody trusts him and his coaching staff, that you got to trust us, that we're putting you in the best position to win. And I think last week, it may be that spot that the team sort of trusted the coach and the coaches that, you know, hey, you're putting us in the best spot to win. You saw a real aggressive defense. Man, they were swarming to the football. It took a little while for the offense to get cranked up, but they got it rolling, and you did it with two freshman tackles, with Emory Jones and Will Campbell at left and right tackle, and Mason Taylor, another freshman at tight end. And, you know, New Mexico is not a good football team, so you should take care of business against them. But I wonder if you're going to look back to that state game and said that's when it became that trust moment. Because I do think what Saban said is correct, that there has been a time for every coach when you have that moment when you take over a team, that they trust what you're doing and what you're saying works. It's part of the process.
I heard a soundbite from Brian Kelly where he was talking about, man, and he really said a lot in like a minute and a half about the quarterback and going through progressions and checking when he runs and when he doesn't run and how you don't want him to be impatient. You want him to go through the reads, but yet you don't want to take away the spontaneity and when he sees an opening for him to take it, but you don't want him running too much. And it really is a tough spot when you have a quarterback like that. You don't want to coach him down. That's not the idea.
No, and, you know, Brian's much better processing this away from the football field. because on the field, man, he's all over you as a quarterback. And I remember Ian Book talking about it, man. You better have a thick hide around Brian because he's going to let you hear it. But then, you know, I think that's just a moment with him. And you're right. You don't want to take away a strength of Daniels, and that is his ability to run the football. But you'd like to see him a little bit more patient in the pocket. And my old neighbor, Joe Clark, God bless him, he used to always talk about that. And Jaden Daniels is the perfect example of a bolter. You know, if you go in the field and there's a this, man, beautiful horse, and, you know, and you sort of want to pet the horse or see him a little bit better and all that, and you get a little bit too close to him, man, he's going to take off running. I mean, because he doesn't trust you. Mm-hmm. So he takes off running. And I think sometimes with quarterbacks, if that initial read is not there, because they are so gifted as a runner, they're just going to take off running. And I think that's what Brian's trying to do with Jaden a little bit, in essence, have him make a second read before he takes off running downfield. And so that is a process of doing that. But what you don't want to do is take away his ability to run. Jaden is really talented there. He can throw the football pretty well. But there is a little bit of impatience with him that you go back to what you do best, and that's take off and run with him. Man, can he haul tail downfield.
All right, we'll take a break, pick it up here. We'll come back. We're talking to Mike.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tell you 860-1870. I know. In high school, this has nothing to do with anything, but just as an example, a coach apologized to me last practice of senior year, and he said, Tommy, I'm sorry we coached you down 15 yards in terms of kicking a football. And it always stuck with me because coaches are not infallible, and sometimes coaches, bosses, etc., they do maybe stifle you a little bit and not bring out the best in you. 620, time for traffic now, WWL. Who dat? 625, Tommy Tucker talking to Mike Dettelier, Friday morning, September 23rd. Mike, what's the spread on New Mexico? Yes, New Mexico, right? Game with LSU?
Yeah, it was, depending on where you bet, I guess 29.5, 30, something in that range.
31.5, Jordan tells me he saw recently. Yeah. What do you think about that?
No, LSU's a much, much better team, and New Mexico hasn't really played very well at all. They're not a good football. We had Danny Cannell on. Danny did the game for the Lobos last week. He said, I think they're the worst team in college football.
Wow. So you would think it'd be nice.
Now, listen, that's saying something. But, you know, Danny did that game for television. And so, you know, I suspect that you're going to see a lot of people playing against the Lobos.
So are you saying an easy cover?
I'm not saying easy, but I'm saying if they that type team, and I have not watched them yet this year, but from Cannell's comments, that tells you a lot. And LSU's got some talent. Now, a lot of it is young, but, man, they got some guys that can play, flat-out play.
Mike, here's the deal. I'm going to be honest with you. I took a big bath on a Saints game on Sunday, you know, somewhere between a card note and a house note, and I'm just looking for something easy, an easy cover this weekend, but I guess there's no such thing, and that's why they call it gambling, right?
Yeah, that's you know, you learned that years ago, and there's no such thing as an expert at it either. There is a guy from Louisiana who won $1 million four-game parlay.
Wow.
This past weekend on BetMGM. There is a guy from Louisiana who actually did it. He picked six games week one. He lost five of the six. He bet $50,000 each game. And so he's in the hole for $250,000. He picks a four-game parlay, plunks down $1 million, and wins it. You're talking about the, you know, guts of a burglar? And listen, it ain't his first rodeo. Let me just put it to you that way.
I get nauseated as you tell me that tale, just thinking of the downside of that. But I'm walking back from Harris talking to Jordan. It's like, yeah, Kamara's out. What? Yeah, Kamara's not playing. What do you mean? No, Kamara's not playing. And did you see a story about Jameis Winston, four breaks in his back? No, I didn't see that at all. Oh, yeah. A little bit late to get this kind of feedback, but maybe I'll wait a little later to make the wager this week. The Saints are favored by 3, I think it is, 2.5 to 3 on the road?
Yep, that's correct.
When you talk about worst team in college football, this is one of the worst coaches in the NFL, is it not? We're talking about Matt Rhule?
I got a lot of respect for Matt as a college coach. Mm. Winning at Temple and Baylor, that's not easy. And he was able to do it. But even Nick Saban and Steve Spurrier can tell you it ain't that easy. It's totally different because you're handling grown men. And I think Matt has had some difficulties in handling that aspect of the jump. And you wonder a little bit how much fight they have left in the dog. Will they have his back? They just haven't played well at all. And they don't score, and their defense gives up a ton of yardage against the run. And there are some factors there, sort of behind the scenes, that tells me if you can jump on them early and take it away, not everybody's going to quit on you, but you might have a few.
They'll be making
you
some.
You see that lack of success.
They'll be making some business decisions, won't they?
And you wonder a bit if some of them haven't already made it. And now you're doing this with, I think he's the second richest owner in the NFL, you know, and you got to go explain to him why you're losing. You know, you didn't make that $28 billion by being a patient guy. You know, that's the one thing with people who have money that normally they don't have a lot of patience.
Mm. I will take a break, pick it up here. We come back. We'll talk Saints, Panthers, and what the matchups look like. Offense versus defense, defense versus offense. You can't forget about the special teams. The Oakland Heart Jeweler talking text line, 504-260-1870. If you have any questions, I think the Saints are going to win this one pretty easy, but we'll see what Mike thinks when we come back. Of course, we'll have all the coverage for you here on WWL. Saints against the Panthers. Game day starts with First Take at 8 a.m. Steve Geller, Jeff Nowak, then at 10 o'clock, Bud Light Countdown to kickoff. Bobby Christian and Mike Dettillier. And at high noon kickoff, Haas and Deuce with the call. Right now it's time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. Thank you both. 6:38, 22 before 7. Mike Dettillier, our guest, WWL NFL analyst, college football expert, co-host of Sports Talk. Mike, you do it all around here, don't you?
I guess.
Yeah. tell me about, I saw a tweet from Jeff Nowak and a quote from Jameis Winston about last week that said Jameis thought he was impatient. I don't know where.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I did too, right. And then he pointed out some receivers that were open where he made, and we said this on Monday, where he had some guys and made some bad decisions. But I don't know. I don't know. How do you sort out if that's a back injury? If he was distracted by that, how do you decide who to play? What do you think's going to happen?
Well, he's playing, unless something else would happen. But you know, one of the things with Jameis, you know, because God blessed him with that super strong arm, and so you go back at times to what you know you sort of have always done. And that's he's a chance taker. I mean, he's going to do that. But you got to be smart about it, especially in a game like last week where it was either 3-0 or 3-3.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You can't take those chances because any mistake gets magnified fivefold in that type of game. Just like Ingram's fumble, the interceptions. You have to be patient. And yet last week you saw him, he was greedy. He went after some big plays when he had guys wide open, when he could have took that check down and easily gotten a first down instead. So that's a between the ears thing that he's got to understand that at times, yes, you want him to be able to throw the football deep downfield to Olave. But there are other times where you got to do this in a different manner. And that is, hey, kick the chains, keep moving it. Because in that type of game, anytime you're going to turn it over, man, it becomes a big play, huge play.
A lot of times you're watching those games thinking, I want to make the first mistakes go lose. 6:41 back with Mike in a flash. We'll talk about what happened with LSU yesterday with the NCAA infractions. And we'll talk more Saints Carolina. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. Tommy Tucker back in a flash, WWL. 6:45, quarter till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Mike Dettelier. Mike, LSU yesterday. I guess the easiest thing would be to ask you what they did and what's the punishment going to be.
Well, I had somebody text me. It was a slap on the wrist. Well, it wasn't even that. They talked about maybe slapping the wrist. I mean, it was nothing. A $5,000 fine and probation? I mean, it's nothing. And with the Craig situation, he was released. And so you're in a financial battle with him about paying him or how much you're going to pay him, but really nothing to affect the program. I think it was the 55-visit limit, but they had already imposed that to begin with. For the football program, it means nothing. Now, what's going to happen in basketball is going to be a different story. But for football, it was nothing. You spend all this time and effort, and this is what you come up with? $5,000, I can pull that out of my wallet if that's what they fined you for. But this is the NCAA and some of their stupidity and what they spend a lot of time and effort doing it. And a lot of it having to do with now, if you are proactive about certain things, they're willing to work with you. And you saw it yesterday. Nothing.
To find a college program, especially like LSU, $5,000, it's going to cost more to process that fine probably than it will be than the $5,000. We'll talk about the Carolina Panthers up front, offensive line, Saints defensive line. Will they be able? I know Baker Mayfield gets the ball out quick. Will they be able to get some pressure on him?
Yeah, he gets it out quick, but one of the things, and I've always seen with him, is he's got a little trajectory when the ball comes out of his arm. And, man, get your hands up in the air. We were talking about this yesterday. I think he had three of them batted right back to him, almost volleyball style. And it doesn't matter how he throws it, over the middle or when he's on the run. It's just low. And so get your hands up. It's making sure McCaffrey doesn't beat you. Because as a runner or receiver, man, he's a special player. He really is. And he hasn't had great running games against the Saints, but, boy, he's piled it up as a receiver. And on defense, they've been gashed rushing the football against them. you know, in two games, teams have run the football 72 times against the Panthers. They're averaging over 4.5 yards a clip. Okay, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this one out. You got to be able to run the football, because you keep banging at them, they're eventually going to give it up. But the main thing, Tommy, is you can't turn the ball over. Because that was the killer last week. Mm-hmm. If it was the fumbles, if it was the interceptions, you cannot turn the football over. Your defense is going to play good enough to win. Offensively, you've got to be more patient. And I think you got to get the short passing game going. That is an issue that this football team has got to get cranked up. And keep feeding the football to Michael Thomas, okay? You know, you can tell a player when he's in a groove, keep throwing it to him. Why you keep targeting Chris Olave, a rookie, and nothing against that. Mm-hmm. But when you got two veteran guys in Landry and Thomas, you fed the rookie twice as many throws as you did them. I scratched my head about that one.
That Michael Thomas tiptoe catch on the sideline looked like something from Madden football. It didn't look like it could even be real that a human being could do that. That was extraordinary. Extraordinarily thrown, extraordinarily caught. And now the NFL, you know, they used to say it was a game of inches. But when it comes to working those sidelines with the receivers and the back shoulder throws, it really is. And I said this before, Mike. I don't know if you've seen kids playing football in the street. Now they're practicing back shoulder throws. And you'd never see that. Not when we were kids. 6:50, 10 till 7, we'll take a break. Of course, when we were kids, they had the horse and buggy, and we had to get out of the way of those. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL. 6:56 and a half, Friday morning, September 23rd. Another big weekend of football coming up. Boy, you know, Mike, it always confuses me. Cognitive dissonance, whatever you want to call it, because, you know, we're almost at the first fourth of the NFL season being gone, and it's just so freaking hot. It's just hard to get in a football frame of mind, man. Somebody texted in about Alvin Kamara. Do we know if he's playing Sunday? Mike?
He's been limited, but he's practiced, which means to me he's playing.
It's hard
and
to
he's
say.
He's a huge part of this offense, believe me.
Well, he was
as
sorely
a runner
missed.
And a receiver.
Sorely missed last week.
Yep. And he's, you know, this next man up stuff doesn't apply to him because there is nobody. But what was impressive last week was the Saints' ability to run the football against a team that has finished either 1 or 2 against the run the last 3 years. So you had some success there. You can't lay the ball on the turf. But you had something there last week against one of the better run-stopping teams in the league. Now, who are you going up against? They've had some real difficulty stopping the run. Last week, they stopped the Giants in the first half for 3 yards rushing. In the second half, they gave up over 100 yards rushing. So it's a feast or famine with the Panthers. Either they do a good job or they do an absolutely lousy old job.
Yeah,
and most of the time it's the second.
I'm sorry, Mike. I'm sitting here thinking of a reason why the Panthers are going to win this game, and I can't come up with one. Can you?
Unless you help them. Unless you help them just like you helped the Bucks. You know, the Bucks would still be trying to score, too. Mm-hmm. It's not that Brady beat you last week. Okay, you helped the Bucks in that game. You helped them. And you can't turn the ball over 5 times in a football game and be -4 giveaway takeaway. You ain't winning nothing.
It's amazing to me that without Kamara, you can turn the ball over 5 times and still be within 10 points and still be in the game. That, to me, is the real headline out of that game. All right, Mike, so prediction-wise, you're going with what, LSU and the Lobos?
Yeah, I think LSU will win. I don't know, I'll go 55-17, something like that. Saints, I picked it 27.
Well, wait, don't have me doing arithmetic. Does that mean LSU covers or not?
Well, yeah,
okay.
55-17, even if it's a 31 cover, you still got it.
I don't have the calculator here. I don't know. Tell me
about it. Yeah, well, me neither, but I can figure that one. 27, I picked it 27-17 Saints.
And the Saints are favored by 3, so that would mean, yeah, okay. All right, so you're going Saints, LSU, both to cover.
Yep.
All right, Mike, thank you. We'll talk to you Monday. Have a great football weekend, all right?
You too, Tommy. Thank you,
brother. You bet. Mike Dettelier, a friend always there for us. Of course, all the coverage of all the football action for you tomorrow. It starts with LSU. 2 o'clock, Christian Garrick, Herb Tyler, Gulf Coast Bank & Trust Tiger Tailgating Show from the Baton Rouge Dragos. That's on Constitution Avenue. 4:30 LSU official pregame, then kickoff 6:30, and then, of course, we'll have all the Saints action for you on Sunday. Louisiana is in a big homeowners insurance mess. We'll try to sort it out when we come back.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.